There's no shortage of news coming out of Iraq these days, but sometimes that news, bombings and body counts, can be numbing, and you come away not really understanding what's really going on there. Well, to help, the Discovery Times Channel has a new installment of its documentary series, Off to War. It starts Saturday. Here's day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein with a review.
Filmmaker brothers Brent and Craig Renault spent nearly a year immersing themselves in the lives of the Arkansas National Guard's 239th Engineer Company. They first began shooting in October 2003 as the men trained at home. The first 3 hours of the series, which aired last year, tracked them up until their first days in Baghdad. The next 7 hours begin tonight, following the troops through the rest of their active duty, ending in March 2005. Off to War allows you to view some of the most significant turning points of the war through the eyes of these soldiers, from the transfer of sovereignty to the national elections. Their viewpoints vary soldier to soldier, but the filmmakers always manage to capture some interesting conversations, as you'll hear in this scene, in which the torture techniques evident at Abu Ghraib prison are debated.
What do you think about these naked people making the pyramid?
It's disgusting.
I think they're making too big of a deal out of it.
Well, what would you do if that was American prisoners?
I wouldn't chop nobody's damn head off. I mean, they're just naked.
The reason the United States is making a big deal out of this is because it is wrong, and hopefully it won't happen again.
It's just a picture.
Off to War aims to convey not only the experience of war for these men, but the loved ones they left behind. The cameras give equal time to their families back in Arkansas. Small-town Americana couldn't come any more vintage. Norman Rockwell could have set up his easel there. But the portrait is far from trouble-free. In one heartbreaking scene, a boy listens while his mother talks about his dad being overseas. As the pain of what she's saying sinks in, the boy freezes in place. It's almost as if his mother has to hug him back to life. Torment also pokes through the otherwise brave facades of their brothers and fathers back in Iraq. It's not just that their lives are fraught with danger from moment to moment. It's the fact that some of these soldiers openly question whether it's worth it.
You know, I guess the hardest thing for me is, why am I here? Why did I have to be taken away from my family? And I know that there's thousands of other soldiers that's here, and I'm pretty sure they have that same thought at times.
There's nothing stylistically interesting about Off to War. It's shot as off-the-cuff as a home video, and it feels appropriate because the action speaks for itself. It's difficult material, but I found myself feeling obligated to watch, as if I was doing my own small part, just trying to understand. The news is filled with accounts of military spending, but it takes a documentary like this to appreciate the war's true cost.
Andrew Wallenstein writes about television for The Hollywood Reporter and for us here at Day to Day.